This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back, and we have another special guest. Tyler Kennedy is always fun, isn't he, Joe, to talk about all these issues?
He was great today, wasn't he, Bob?
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce our second guest? He has a story, doesn't he?
This story, ladies and gentlemen, that you're about to hear,
it's incredible.
A nut story. But then again, nothing surprises me in this day and age.
Not with Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke.
No. And listen, well, Pomp and I did the post-game show after the game on Sunday, right? And so, you know, Pomp and I was watching, and I was getting these alerts during commercial break. You know, my flight was being delayed, pushed back. And I was telling Pomp, I don't know if I'm going to make this flight. So I rushed over to the airport. I had a 7:30 flight out west. Ended up switching my flights, getting on a 7:45 flight out west to California. Monday night, so I leave my car there at the airport. Monday night, I get a phone call at 2:30 Eastern time. From my son, and the cops were at my house, and I was thinking, man, Lincoln, like, what are you doing? You know,
you immediately thought he did something.
Yeah, I thought my son, like, man, I'm away. You're a good kid. What are you doing out at 2:30 in the morning on a school night? Well, come to find out that my car had been stolen from the airport, and I guess the next morning on the news, I wasn't here in Pittsburgh. I was out west until last night. But my understanding, it was on the news, and that white Chrysler that was stolen from the airport on Monday night and was involved in that high-speed chase was my Chrysler.
Wow. That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
Bob, did you do it?
No. First of all, I'm afraid of high-speed chases, so I wouldn't even get involved in one. But did they find out who did it?
Well, I haven't dug into it yet because I've been traveling. But my understanding is it was two teenagers, and they bashed in the back passenger side window, and got in, and they used some kind of device to program a key to my car and took off.
I had a key with me.
I didn't even know that was possible either. But the crazy thing, I love that car. I mean, that car, listen, I've had it for about 10 years.
It's totaled.
And, you know, I'll never get the value out of it that it was to me. You know, it was one that Jamie and I loved and we drove, and now it's gone. And it's going to cost me a lot more money to replace it. But this is crazy to me.
Why a high
that
speed
my, of all the 1,000 cars that were there at the airport that night, they chose my Chrysler.
But the fact that someone did that is reprehensible to begin with. But why a high-speed chase?
I don't know the full details. My understanding is there was some kind of traffic situation where an emergency car, a cop car, something came up behind them, and they didn't slow down and pull over. And so that car that came, and then another police officer saw that, another state trooper saw that, and went to pull him over because, usually when a car comes up through the lights going on, the siren going on, you need to pull over and slow down. They didn't pull over and slow down. And so then another cop, the state trooper, pulled up behind him and they took off, tried to pull him over, and they ran. So I think it was like a 10, 12 mile chase. And then they were trying to get off, and I think they lost control, hit the back, broke the back axle, and then spun around, hit the state trooper's car.
And took their lives and other people's lives.
It's crazy to me that would happen, but to me, it's like, it's something that you hear about that never think it would happen to you.
Right.
It's like an episode of Cops.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe it.
It's just crazy.
And you're on the hook for money here too?
I don't know. I turned it into the insurance, and I got to go see the car. I still got to go down there and get, I have some things. Like the suit I wore, Pomp, on TV on Sunday was in the car.
You're going to take, because you're flying, you change in the car, leave it in
there. Yeah, I did.
Is it still there? Did you recoup that?
The suit? Oh, I got to go. I asked them to take that, and I have some things from church things that I have for my temple in a bag that they saved for me. But it's even like a little hydro flask that Jamie used that I use every day is gone. I hope I can get that back, but it's like a little pinkish salmon thing, but I still use it because it was hers. It's just crazy to me that would happen.
Man, that is crazy. I don't know. So is this a good or bad time to say the Chris Hoke Show brought to you by Globe Airport Parking?
Oh, no.
Limits, you told me to read it at the beginning.
I was told that had to be the case. I didn't realize the correlation here.
No. I told Brent, you know, this. I said, listen, hook me up, man. I got to get this thing with Globe, man. I got to start putting my car there. I'm not leaving it at the airport anymore.
So you were in like long term or extended?
I was extended parking.
Yeah.
I don't mind
it.
I don't mind parking way out because I like to get steps. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what I do. Yeah. I want steps all the time, so I'll park away so I can get steps.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
It's a great idea. Well, I'm glad all is well now. It's the Chris Hoke Show. Chris will join us till the top of the hour. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We have so much to talk about. I mean, there were mostly good things, some bad things with the defense. I guess I'm going to start with the biggest story of all, which is Aaron Rodgers. What did you make of his first performance?
Well, I think we talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers. We thought that he would do well if he got protection. And when he was clean in the pocket, he played really well. He was able to make the great throws. He was able to throw the ball on rhythm and move the chains as three touchdowns on a clean pocket. So we see what can happen, especially late in guys' careers, right, where they're not as agile, they're not as athletic, they're not as fast as they used to be. And he admitted that. But still, he didn't look stiff. He didn't look like he couldn't move around in the pocket. You watched him. Three touchdown passes were on the move. So that was pretty encouraging to see. But I thought that it was quite encouraging and exciting for Steelers fans to watch Aaron Rodgers play the way he did. That offensive line has to improve, right? You can't give up four sacks. And I know three of them were offensive line. One was a running back. But you've got to improve and protect him because you can see now what can happen with his offense if he has a clean pocket.
And that mostly means Broderick Jones, who's at a new position, which is his old position. Your assessment of what you saw from him in his first day, knowing that the pressure was on, and during the preseason, I know it's preseason, those guys didn't give up any pressures. Totally different game against the Jets.
Well, listen, but no pressures. You know this. You and I, we talk about this all the time. In the preseason, nobody game plans. People go out there and it's about you. It's about getting better at your craft, working on your defenses. Now it's strategizing and game planning to attack the weaknesses of the defense, of the offense or the defense. And you look at this game here, and really the reality was Quinnen Williams got after him. I mean, Quinnen Williams had that first sack in the first play of the game. Williams had a tackle for a loss, I think, the first or second play of the second half. But Quinnen Williams, after that, didn't do really anything at all with the three interior guys. Frazier, McCormick, and Sam Ollie did a great job against Quinnen Williams. He had success against Broderick Jones. Broderick Jones gave up two other sacks. He gave up three sacks in this game. And a lot of it is just I praised him a lot, Pomp, last week. He did a good job in camp. Looked like he improved, and he looked like he matured. But to me, it just seems like some of the old things kind of crept into his game, right? Technique, just not playing with his hands inside, kind of playing high. Got beat a couple times on effort. I think finishing plays. I mean, if you want to know what it's like to finish a play, go back and watch Marquise Pouncey. Watch that offensive line.
Oh, he'd take it to two
finish
levels.
Plays. Yeah, I mean, he would go on second, third level.
Right.
He'd be blocking guys, and it's just playing to the whistle. Things that you learn in Pop Warner. If Broderick Jones would have played to the whistle on every play, some of those things wouldn't creep into his game.
Chris Hoke with us here for the entire 11 o'clock hour. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So many different aspects we could talk about offensively, but I want to switch to the defense and the run defense.
Yeah.
And it was a continuation of the playoff game. There have to be multiple problems. What's the biggest one? What was the biggest
one? Talk about
on
the playoff
Sunday?
Game. Did you see the Ravens run the ball on Sunday night?
Yes.
And crank you. I mean, it was incredible.
How did they not win that game?
I don't know. Snuck it in and
cranked
it. But anyway, we can talk about that later. But I'll tell you what, this was an extension of that last game against the Ravens. I mean, it just looked like they could not get – I mean, they got a big stop there in the fourth quarter when they needed one. But largely throughout the game, they couldn't stop the run. And I think they've got to be a little more physical at the point of attack. They got to even be physical a little more at the second level, the inside linebacker position. There were some guys that, and Coach Tomlin alluded to this in his halftime comments. What he said was that we got to get off blocks. We got to be, you know, we got to be more physical. And it was pretty much what he said. And guys just need to be able to shed blocks. There's an element of guys that were short, meaning that they did not get over the top of blocks and they got behind blocks and weren't in their gaps. I think it wasn't just one guy. I think there were several guys that need to improve their game from week one to week two. But I believe it's the interior between the tackles where they need to improve the most, first and second level of that defense.
Linebackers, Peyton Wilson,
yeah.
Patrick Queen, I don't think they had their best, especially Peyton Wilson. My expectation of him was he's going to be a starter. He's going to be
– yeah. First game is a little much for him. I think the game was moving too fast for him, Pomp, and I don't think it's indicative of what kind of player he's going to be like in the future. But I think this first start for him, I think it was a lot. And I believe that as the game wore on, it was moving extremely fast for him. The New York Jets were attacking the Steelers' defense. He was on his heels. I see him improving. He's a great talent. I mean, he made a lot of plays in college. Mm-hmm.
He made a lot of plays last year.
Yeah,
I remember that Hill interception in the Ravens game where we were right with him.
Yeah, but it's different when you come in and you're rotating in and they're not game planning for you. Now they're going right at you. They know where you're going to be. They know what kind of player you are. They're going against your strengths and your weaknesses. So I think the linebackers, they're kind of linebackers that they don't do well when linemen are climbing up on them. And so they've got to be able to figure out a way to get off blocks and shed blocks. But I think in the middle, too, you have some D linemen that need to just do a better job of holding the point, better job of getting extension on the offensive linemen and playing down the line of scrimmage. They gave a little too much movement, a little soft at the point of attack. So this is something, you know, you hear Coach Tomlin, he talked about this in their meeting on Monday. He's a defensive coach. He ripped him up and down. You know they did because you don't give up 182 yards, 4.7 yards a clip, and not get ripped by your head coach, who's a defensive-minded coach. So they're going to improve. They're going to get better, or those guys aren't going to be playing because that was inexcusable.
Well, a lot of it, I think, begins right at the point of attack with the guy in the middle. And when you guys had your great defenses and some of the best run defenses in modern football history, Casey Hampton was the guy. When he got hurt, you came in, and they still went 15-1 sure. with you in the middle.
Yep.
What is his role, and is he capable of fulfilling that? Does he have the same role that Casey Hampton did? I'm talking about Keanu Benton. How's he doing?
Well, I think that it's evolved a little bit. I don't think he plays exactly how Casey and I played, but it's still pretty similar, right? As a nose tackle, your job really isn't to make plays. Your job as a nose tackle is to take up blockers, hold the point, take on the double teams, and allow your linebackers to make plays. It's to be a very unselfish player. Now, you know, Keanu Benton, you know, he's out there. At times, he gets himself in trouble. He's trying to make plays. He's trying to release off blocks. He's trying, you know, the run block, and he's getting double teamed or he's getting pushed down the line, and he's trying to swim or rip off the block, which stands him up a little bit and it makes him soft, and he gets washed down. He gets knocked down and opens up the gaps horizontally.
I have to believe, Hokie, that has to do with coaching. If they're telling him, you have a job to do, do it, and he's still trying to make plays instead of doing his job.
He's been told that.
That's a problem.
He's super talented. Keanu Benton is a super talented player. We all know that, right? It's a matter of playing within what is your responsibility within the defense. His responsibility within the defense is not to go out there and make plays. It's to make his play, right? Your job isn't to go out there and try to make a play and be the playmaker on the defense. It's to play your technique, do your job, and then when your play comes, make your play. But it's allowing those linebackers to flow and play. And these linebackers aren't big. I mean, Patrick Queen is not a big guy. And so he's more of a speed guy. So if you allow linemen to climb up on him, he struggles to get off blockers and make plays. He can run down guys. I think another thing in the run game too, Starkey, that I believe the Steelers, I don't know if they would say this or it's been said, I think they underestimated the speed of Breece Hall. And
they just saw him last year. He did the same thing.
I'm just telling you right now, Pom, they lost leverage so many times on the edges. There were guys.
But they all ran left. Every single play.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like when they would run that read option, right? And Justin Smith, Fields. Why am I forgetting his name? Justin Fields. He would take off and go to the edge. How many times did they beat us around the corner? Whether it was a corner out there beating them around the edge, not getting off the block, and come up and forcing the ball back into your pursuing defenders. Whether it was whoever it was, they got consistently beat to the corner and to the edge, and they were able to get around the corner. And you've got to be able to take better angles and have guys getting upfield, forcing the ball back inside. I think it was a myriad of things. I think it's just these guys didn't play together a lot in the preseason. And we saw preseason football on Sunday, and I expect them to get better.
But they got a win because their quarterback is smart enough and knows how to engineer offense.
Aaron played as good as he could have played in that first game. And
according to Pro Football Focus.
That was crazy.
I wonder what they look at. I get they have all these metrics, but man.
Yeah,
the eye test. Eye test,
and listen, and he made all the throws. Listen, the guys were open. Great schematics in terms of offensive play calls. I mean, all three of those touchdown throws were wide open dudes. Mm-hmm. Skoranek was wide open,
but he didn't hesitate finding them.
No, he didn't. He knew right where to go with the ball. Skoranek coming across the middle on the middle range, like the crosser, wide open. You had Jalen Warren who was wide open. You had those were all bootleg, and then you had Austin in the back of the end zone, wide open. Only one that was really a one hit to fight for was Jonnu Smith on that really little pop jet sweep kind of thing. He fought to get in, but the other three were wide open touchdown passes.
This man is a Super Bowl champion, Bob, Chris Hoke, and yes, when it came his turn to be a starter, the Steelers, their great defenses didn't miss a beat. They went 15-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So he's the perfect guy to talk about all this stuff with. I have some littler questions just from the game.
Yeah.
Little opinions. You can fire them off rapid fire if you want. You mind if I go ahead with this,
no,
Bob?
No, go ahead. I may add a few, too.
Add a few, yes. Join in.
Go ahead.
The low block call on Jalen Ramsey was horrific.
Horrific. The thing is, in real time, it may have looked like it was a low block because you're taking on an offensive lineman. But what he was trying to do, he was trying to get low and come in. You can see he tried to avoid the blocker and come in and make the tackle. As you watch it pixel by pixel, or you watched it in back slow play, it was not what they called on the field.
And they also messed up the call. They originally called it against the Jets, and they turned it around.
A bad call.
Keeping with that.
It didn't hurt them, though. It was a first down run.
Right.
I mean, it was a first down run. They got him a couple extra yards, but really did not hurt them.
Keeping with officials' calls, Calvin Austin got a pass interference call to his advantage.
Huge.
Later, there was another one.
Yeah.
That was, a lot of people believe, should have been called.
Including Rodgers, who said they got hosed.
I understand,
what are you going to throw? It's kind of like the old idea as a corner. It was like Legion of Boom, right? Well, all the Seahawks, and it's kind of, they became popular with them. I'm going to pass interference. I'm going to hold this guy every play. They're not going to throw a flag every single doggone play on this guy.
And I thought that was part of this.
Yeah, I think part of it was.
We just gave you a pass interference. We're not going to give you another one.
Yeah, and I believe that was part of it. You and I talked about this when we were in the studio on Sunday.
I understand. By letter of the law, that could have been called. Maybe should have been called. But because they just called one, throw flags every time there's some,
I think there was a big element of that. But I mean, listen, he did a great job. I mean, Calvin Austin, in the game, he had 4 catches for 70 yards, had that big pass interference on the last game-winning field goal drive. So, I mean, his impact was felt in this game, and I see him playing a bigger role as the season goes on because teams are going to try to take away DK Metcalf.
A lot of big plays in the game, and this one was a quiet play, but it helped to decide the game because the Jets had to chase the point forever after that. It was the first two-point conversion. So, what do you think of a coach going for a two-point conversion that early? And B, when I went, because I texted you, I said, what just happened on a play? You said basically like everybody that was.
Yeah, well, I saw it in the
after. Loudermilk stood his guy up and pushed him back.
He did a great job there, and so did Cam Hayward. They were holding the point. the reality is I saw in the afternoon, I want to say, I saw that happen again. Wasn't the Ravens and Bills game?
Yes, the Bills were chasing points.
Yeah, they're chasing points. But I saw it because earlier in the game, they had the same thing and they got halfway. It seems like it's that's what they do, right? What do you call it again? The analytics.
Yeah.
Analytics is telling you to go for it in that situation. That's why teams are doing it. And then if you don't get it, you're behind the eight ball and you're chasing the whole game.
The Bills were down
so
nine.
That's why I texted you and said, teams are doing that right now because the Bills did the same thing in the game against the Ravens, and they were chasing the whole game.
But they had a chance to kick the extra. It was a penalty against the Steelers. Moves it up 5 yards.
Well, my thing is you don't take points off the board.
Not that first time they scored.
No, but when they had that offsides or whatever it was they called, they made the field goal. They made the extra point. Sorry. And so they took points off the board to go for two.
That's what I'm saying. You could have done one of two things. You could have taken the five kick or declined.
Well,
or
no, he missed. Folk missed.
Yeah, he did miss it.
The
he
extra
missed
the point. Then they moved up
but
to the one.
But the point was he's got a second opportunity from 5 yards closer.
Yeah.
He should have just
1 yard
taken
closer.
That. What are you talking about? When there's
the 2-point conversion.
No, I'm talking about kick the extra point. If they take,
did he not make that extra? I
no, he missed,
missed
it.
He missed it.
He missed it. But by getting another opportunity, you could have just moved it closer and kicked the extra point.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's what I would have done, especially early in the game. There's no reason to get into that. Once you miss, all of a sudden,
but for some
everyone
reason,
starts thinking, uh-oh.
I'm with you. I think you take the extra. I mean, especially if you move up, take that 1 point early in the game. But for some reason, we saw it on Sunday Night Football. Analytics is telling teams
analytics
to go for it. And
analytics should be used when you need to use them. You don't have to use them in the first. If you miss, now your analytics will tell you all the time to keep going for it.
Pomp, it's the same principle that you and I talked about on Sunday where when teams go for it on fourth downs, when teams call a jet sweep, it's a bad call if it doesn't work. It's a great call if it works. The same thing here. It's a great call if they get the 2-point conversion and now they're up 8-0 versus it's a really bad decision.
But if you tell me it's going to happen in this week's game, like the Steelers will score to make it 10-9 and then there's an offside or whatever. So they'll say, oh, let's go for two. I'd say before the play. I don't need hindsight. Yeah. Before the play, don't do that. It's not worth it because
the Steelers
you chase
would.
That.
Right.
The rest
they
of
work
the day.
All training camp. They work on those 7 shots.
Yeah.
They work the go for 2 points. And so I think the Steelers would go for it. And I believe that most teams would because those doggone analytics tell them that it's better for you to do it.
I disagree with analytics a lot on that kind of stuff. I think especially early in the game. Later in the game, you can take a 2-possession game, make it 1 by doing whatever you want to do. But when you start, it often leads to chasing. And when you chase,
you
leave more points out there. Look at the Jets. They lost 34-32. 2 2-point conversions they missed. They were forced to do it because they didn't kick the first extra point. And if they had not done that, they would have tied and it would have gone to overtime.
Yep. What about the Bills?
Oh, I know the Bills.
Sean McDermott turned a 7-point game. A 7-point deficit into an 8-point deficit, and then turn eight into nine.
Yep. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I don't know how.
But you better, at some point, now you're stuck. You have to go for two.
Yeah, then you have to.
Yeah.
And he still missed it, which
that's
is why
how it
they
went
had
from
to...
8 to 9.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Bob?
No, go ahead.
You have more questions?
I do, but I also, I know we're probably due for a break, but somebody, Fansville on Twitter, and he keeps, and I want to get this out because you mentioned this early, or we did in the last show about your 6-pack.
Yeah.
Find out what Hokie eats. I need help during the week. What's his workout routine? So
no, I want to
see. Fansville wants to know.
I'll tell you. I'll be honest with you. I mean, everybody knows my wife passed away in January, and so from breast cancer. And so I just, you know, I was down. It was grieving, and I thought I'm not going to sit here on a Friday and Saturday night and just sit here and eat ice cream and you know and swallow in my grief. And so I was talking to my son Cade one night. He was still in Utah. He just graduated, moved back out here. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to start working out. So I start putting in 2-a-days. So I'm 49 years old, man, and I was working out in the morning, and then I started working out in the evening. And I've kept that routine since then. So is it sustainable? We'll see. But I started, you know, working out twice a day, and then I try to eat better. I try to eat more protein and, you know, more I know my favorite dishes. Starkey, this will make you probably throw up. Cottage cheese with fruit.
I'd like cottage cheese.
It. And I get some crushed mixed nuts, and I crush it
up.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, bro. And then like this morning I had just like scrambled eggs with cottage cheese in it. And I had two, grass-fed patties, hamburger patties, and half avocado.
How about this guy, Bob? Grass-fed hamburger patties.
I mean, it shows. Yeah. If you want to look.
It does show.
It does show. I mean,
yeah.
Not that you were out of shape before, because I know what out of shape is. I look at myself every day in the mirror and I see out of shape. So I know it shows. But what about appetite? That's just that? Nothing else?
No, listen.
He likes ice cream.
You know, I read something, too, online. I read it on social media that the best way to lose weight is to go to bed hungry. And so eat dinner earlier, not have anything after that.
That's
and you
exactly.
Go to bed hungry.
That's a good one.
Yes, that's a great way to lose trying. Weight. That's yeah. what I've been. That's what
so,
I've been
so
doing.
So eat. That's why for me, I like to stay on schedule in terms of eating in the morning, normal time, eating lunch at normal time, so I can have dinner at 5 or 6.
Yes.
And then not eat anything the rest of the night. And if I get hungry at night, I go to bed hungry. That works for me.
Yes, because if you're done with dinner, let's say by 6 or 6:30. Yeah. And then you don't eat till 8 the next morning. That's a 14-hour fast.
Huge. Yeah, that's that intermittent fasting kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's unbelievable limits. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Hokie, Jabril Peppers in the house. I had a guy from Boston on the other day for the Boston Globe said, you know, he had some legal issues that have now been ironed out, and he's a really good football player. Yeah. Bill Belichick loved the guy. Yeah. He's a hitter. He's basically Deshaun Elliott, not great in coverage, but you put him in the box and
he's
he hammers defender, people.
And they're going to need a guy like that. Right
you
now,
like
right?
him?
I when he played for the Browns, you know, listen, he played for the Patriots. This guy's a guy who's just consistent ball player. Is he a game breaker, game changer? No. He's a guy that's going to be where he needs to be. He's a guy who's going to come in and play his role. I think what the biggest knock on him was he was a first-round draft pick, and has he lived up to that first-round draft pick kind of stigma? I don't know about that, but he's been a consistent physical football player, and he's a guy who the Steelers can put in the box, an eighth defender, and allow him to get in there and help stop the run, because teams are going to run the ball at the Steelers until they can stop it.
Bob?
I'm sorry. I was reading something. I wasn't paying to a word. I did not hear a word. What was the conversation? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have.
Oh.
I didn't hear.
Okay. I thought that was leading into a question.
No.
How about Tyreek Hill? Now, he suddenly has new legal problems. I don't know how both of you feel about that. Obviously, if you give me Tyreek Hill, I like it. I don't like everything that comes with him.
And everything does come with it.
And the Steelers want to deal with that, right? I mean, the reality is that now he's under investigation. So, you know, there's talk the Steelers are interested in Tyreek Hill. And if they go and get him, will he then just be suspended? Right, and then you got a guy here on your roster you traded for, and now you can't even play. So that's something you have to consider as well. But I think right now, man, listen, I like Calvin Austin III. I like his speed. I like the plays he made last week. I mean, how was he not shown after 1 week that he can fill that number two spot? 4 catches for 70 yards, drew a big PI in the final drive of the game. What's there not to like there?
Well, I think it's not even against him, but there's still, you know, Omar Khan and Andy White will strike me as they're all in on this season, as we know.
Sure.
So if there's another piece that can make that, and it doesn't have to be Tyreek Hill, by the way. There could
but you
be,
don't want
to there
see,
are some
you
other
you
receivers.
Don't want to sell the future out for a guy, Tyreek Hill, and you don't know what's going to happen there.
No, I'm not saying about him. There could be other guys.
I don't
there
want any part other, of him.
First of all, Tyreek Hill's too expensive. There, unless
Why do they,
Miami would
Pop,
pay.
You got so many players on this team right now, you can't even play them all. I mean,
that's what
we didn't see Darnell Washington on Sunday. We didn't see Roman Wilson. I saw a little cameo.
My point is there's flirtation with it because they're all in.
He's a game changer. What do you got to give up to get him?
I wouldn't want him. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about other guys you may trade for.
If you go all in on like a legit number two who could be a number one, is he going to get the ball? And then who doesn't get the ball?
Well, if he's good enough to get the ball, then that's a nice problem to have.
He wants
then
to get Metcalf more targets. He said he needs to get Austin more targets.
Fine.
They scored 34
points. That doesn't mean you don't
get
close
the
door.
Everybody.
That doesn't mean you don't.
No, you're always
going to
listen.
Door. And
if
listen,
you get a
those
steal.
GMs should be on the phone every time trying to figure this out. I'm not endorsing it, and I would tell you I'm against it with Tyreek Hill. But there are other receivers who could be available by trade or whatever.
I'm waiting. When's the deadline? November?
I'm not saying now.
When I'm focused on guys.
We'll find out in time who
emerges. I'm focused on fixing up the leaks in this defense. I'm focused on developing your young guys. You have young Kevin Austin III. They have so much belief in him. He was hurt all training camp. I don't even think he took a snap. And he comes out in the first game, and he's the number two guy, plays most of the snaps at wide receiver, and he has four catches for 70 yards, big PI call. I mean, give the guy a chance. Let him go
I'm
out there.
I'm not saying they're not.
Bob's not giving him a chance.
What I'm saying is, you know, he took off last year. He elevated himself.
Sure he
took advantage of whatever opportunity, and good for him, and he should, and he did it last week as well.
And you talk about this offense, too, Pomp, where they have tight ends. I mean, you got Freiermuth, and you got Jonnu Smith, and you got Darnell Washington, who didn't play much. You got Connor Hayward. You got guys out there that can make plays.
But they only had the ball for 25 minutes. When you lose the time of possession, you also lose possession time in
There's
terms
no
of
question.
Offensive
but
I,
do
I
think,
disagree that in that game. They scored 34. Score quickly. That's what
no,
I like.
No, I understand if that. But I'm
they benefited from a takeaway. They benefited from a takeaway. Special teams takeaway was
one.
Huge.
Yeah.
That
was
huge. Well, that's the game, right? That puts them right back in the game.
Sure,
they were down by 9 points at the time.
But
that
even without that, they scored 27, which is more than the Steelers have scored for months at a time in the last 5 years.
But they lose at 27.
Sure, it helped.
Yeah.
But I'm
so
saying the offense was great.
And usually, who wins a turnover battle usually wins, right? And they won the turnover battle.
Luckily, because they actually fumbled a couple balls and jumped on him.
And there were two potential interceptions that we didn't even talk about. One of them was it could have happened, and it didn't. So it didn't happen.
But everybody, every quarterback. But you know, I agree with you that there were things here that went the Steelers' way and things that didn't go the Steelers' way. But the big one was that takeaway that turned the game around. They were down by 9 points, and they went down and scored. Within a minute, they scored another one after that fumble caused by Gainwell.
But then the Jets came right back down and scored again.
Yeah.
And that's where –
they had two signature drives that if I was Aaron Glenn, the coach for the Jets, I'd say, man, we got a good team because they had two big-time drives in the second half where they marched down the field methodically and scored on the Steelers.
Yeah.
I thought, these guys – Aaron Glenn's a good coach. You could tell he has changed the culture in that Jets locker room.
And he didn't hesitate getting rid of Gibson after he made the fumble. He said accountability is my number one thing.
He's a former player, no-nonsense kind of guy. You could tell. You could just see kind of when they showed him on the sideline, like he wants to establish that physical, nasty culture. That's him. That's what Detroit was last year. That's where he was, right? And so I'm excited to kind of see the progression of the New York Jets so they won't be the same old Jets that we've seen the last decade.
It's a good day for bald guys. Chris Hoke is with us, and Mulsey will be at the Verizon store in Monroeville today from 4 to 6. Verizon registering customers for the chance to win a pair of tickets to the game versus Seattle, along with a basket of black and gold merchandise. Verizon is the official 5G provider of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sunny today, high of Plexico Burris, 80. Low of Nick Kerbig, 51. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. The 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And the hotline, which Chris Hoke is on, even though he's in studio, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Seattle Seahawks making the trip across the country for a game that's 10 a.m. Pacific time. Chris, as you watch them, as you study them, I don't care if it's offense or defense, what are you most worried about with the Seahawks?
Well, again, I think they're very similar to what we saw last week, right? In terms of this defense.
Trenches, right?
The trenches. Man, they brought in some guys. You know, they have Leonard Williams, who's a lot like Quinnen Williams on the defensive line. They got DeMarcus Lawrence, Jaron Reed. He had two, you know, a bunch of QB hits. They also have
They have a rookie number one guy,
and their defensive backfield is really good.
Very good.
And so I think they're going to be much better on the back end. They're going to be able to lock down some of these – not lock down, but be able to line up with these receivers, and they'll be running wide open like they were last week. So I think it's going to be a little more challenging for the offense to hit guys that are wide open. I mean, you know, there were guys that were running last week that were wide open against the Jets. So I think that the Seahawks, it is a challenge to come across the country to play a 10 o'clock game according to your Pacific time. But I think this is going to be a much more difficult game for the Steelers.
I agree. I don't think it's a slam dunk in any way.
Much more difficult than what?
Than last week.
How can it get more difficult than that? Then they're going to lose.
I think the defense will play better, but I do think that there's going to be it's going to be more challenging on offense. I don't think that they're going to have the big plays. I don't think they're going to have four touchdowns. I think it'll be more of a slugfest. The Seahawks they came out and they have a good defensive front. Sam Darnold did not play bad. I mean, he had zero touchdowns, zero interceptions, but he was a good manager of the game. He went out there and he made some good throws. I think that they're going to come in their second week. They're going to make some jumps. And if the Steelers defense doesn't make the improvement that I think they will, they're going to be in a dogfight.
Plus, the defense is going to be challenged the same way it was last week. They have those two running backs starting with Kenneth Walker, and they're going to start.
And Charbonnet and their backup. Charbonnet's a good 1-2 punch.
He actually had more carries last
week. He ran better than him last week.
Well, Hokie, it seems to be the assumption that the Steelers defense is going to get better and play really well this week.
Yeah.
Why should we believe that? What's going to happen?
Well, I think the veteran guys played pretty well. It's the young guys. The young guys got it. They'll get improved from week one to week two. They'll get coaching. They'll be focused on that. I think the big one is that inside linebacker position, Peyton Wilson. I think you're going to see a big jump from week one to week two. I think it was the game was a little fast for him. It'll start slowing down for him as a starter. The inside guys get back to playing good technique. At some point, I think you got to play Yaya Black a little bit more. He only got 24, 25 snaps in this game, and I thought he played well. He's a guy that can hold the point and allow the linebackers to roam. And so I think you'll see him playing more that left defensive end spot. And then again, I just think you're going to see an improvement because those guys have not played together in the preseason. A lot of guys, you know, didn't play much. Cam Hayward didn't play much. You'll see more playing time. Cam Hayward will be in better shape this week than he was last week. He'll take more snaps, which will of course be a better defense.
What do you think Chris Boswell's limit is? I know that he goes and talks to Tomlin about, hey, trust me, from 65-70, I can do it. And that's one thing at the end of the game where you're down to third and a fourth and 15, whatever it was.
You got to nail it.
They haven't really. The odds are he'll hit 60 versus you converting a fourth down and getting another, you know, a little bit of yardage. What do you think is and would they do it earlier in the game? Because my answer would be no.
I think it's all game situation, Pomp, because it depends on what's the score. If he misses it, where's he going to put the ball?
Well, right? That's what I mean.
If you start going into 65, 70 yard kicks, then all of a sudden you need a few yards and they're in field goal range. Right, and so you got to be very careful about when you do it. But I think that he could have very easily nailed that kick from 70 yards that he kicked there at the end of the game.
It was
an incredible kick. He's money. Listen, he is a serious weapon for the Steelers.
Joe, I don't think the snapper, Christian Kuntz, and the holder, Corliss Waitman, get enough credit.
It was flawless.
Those are huge. The snap especially.
Yeah.
It cannot be on a 60-yard field. It's got to be perfect, and it was.
All right, I need a final score and an MVP of the game and who wins the time of possession battle for Bob.
Wow. I think the Steelers are going to win the time of possession battle. I think the Steelers are going to win this game. It's going to be a hard-fought game. I think it's going to be a very physical game. Both are going to try to establish the run. We didn't talk about that. They got to improve the run game, too, this week.
Yeah.
Offensively. I think it's going to be 24-21. Steelers are going to win. MVP of the game, I'm going to go with, you put me on the spot for MVP.
Alex Highsmith. He was pretty good.
He was good last week.
He had a lot of tackles. He had the lone sack. I think the Steelers defense would have had a lot more sacks if it wasn't Justin Fields at quarterback. If they would have had Sam Darnold back there, I think it would have been five or six sacks. I mean, Justin Fields did a great job of eluding sacks and getting out of the pocket.
We didn't talk about Jalen Ramsey. He made the play of the game at the end there because that was a first down completion. They would have had
an opportunity.
More plays, yeah,
no question. So I think this is going to be a slugfest, though, and I think that Steelers are going to pull this one out, but it's going to be a tight ball game.
All right, Hokie. What a man you've become. Thank you.
How about him?
Thank you.
He
Bob,
has his car smashed and grabbed, stolen, totaled by two teenagers, recklessly engaging the police in a high-speed chase. He comes in here. You never know. Look,
never know.
You and I, Joe, would be stressed.
Yeah.
We would be
beyond belief.
I landed from California last night at 11 p.m., too. I didn't get in bed till midnight.
You're unbelievable with all you got your notebook out with all the film you've watched.
All the film, all my things.
Did we miss anything? Was there anything that happened?
Well, there's a lot
of things,
but there's only so much we could talk about in an hour, though, Starkey, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he does that. No, I love old school.
Hey, but I heard you came on the nightly sports call on Sunday night. How'd you do?
Showdown.
It was okay. Everybody noticed.
They
noticed I lost weight.
A lot of people noticed it.
Well, we all noticed it.
And right? I should tell you, Joe, because I found out the highest ratings we've had in like a month.
Because you lost weight.
I can only say that Joe Starkey.
That was because of Will Graves, Bob.
Maybe it was.
Maybe it was because of my weight loss. I don't know.
It could be.
Could have been.
Maybe.
We need to get you some like advertising for weight loss.
Can you show me a couple of workouts?
I'll show you some workouts, yeah.
I would
love
that.
Just being consistent. Just getting in there. I love getting
You know what I love,
stretch a lot?
I should stretch more. I try to get 17,000 to 20,000 steps a day.
Oh, my God.
Holy horse oil. If I get 10,000, I'm thrilled.
Well, before we came here, I was just listening to some podcast. They allow me to think. I don't always agree with them, but it allows me to kind of think through things of the game. And I just walk in. Well, that's funny. I touch the stop sign at the end of my street, and I walk back. I do that probably 3 or 4 times a day. You know.
Do you work with kettlebells?
I should. They're good. Kettlebells are really good.
I love kettlebells all of a sudden.
I'm trying just to, before I was a long-distance guy when I retired, and now I'm trying to maybe not run as long, but try to get some more weight training in, more weightlifting.
I asked a workout guy, how do I get rid of my man boobs? They're the thing I'm most embarrassed about.
Lose weight, I think.
I said, which machine in here? Which weights? He's like, push-ups. Push-ups and planks.
Dips. Dips are really good, too. I love
planks.
Dips.
Planks are good. Yeah. I've tried that, and I don't know how long you can do it. I try to get to 30 seconds, and
I tried to do it for commercials for the Pirates last night. Thank God
minutes.
I didn't do it between base hits of the Pirates. I'd be dead.
No, but
Thank you, Hokie.
Dips and pull-ups have been really good to me. Those are ones that are tried and tested and really good.
We'll do a workout then, shall we?
Absolutely.
Do you drink alcohol at all? Wine?
No, I've never had a lick of alcohol in my life.
See, that's another thing. It puts extra sugar in your system.
Yeah.
But, every now and then, you don't want a glass of wine to celebrate something or anything.
Nah. Okay. I have my diet Dr. Pepper.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.